52 outside. I'm Susan Saunders. Greg Zavitz, always in on Fridays.
Good morning.
Talking about real estate, although I didn't know if I was going to be able to get you in today because I've been following you on social media. You're a busy, busy guy.
We have been
sold,
good.
sold is what I kept seeing.
Two more closing today.
Two more today.
It's been a good month.
It has been. Now, how is the ratio of homes coming on the market versus sold? Last time we checked, there wasn't a lot of inventory, which
yes.
meant it might be a good time to consider selling.
Well, it is. I still think that in most price ranges, I still think there's not enough homes.
Okay.
Some of the higher price stuff, some of the subdivisions have a lot. But, I mean, I've shown subdivisions where, okay, we got two to look at, three, one. Or there's five of them out there and four of them are sold in the last 30 days.
Do people sometimes pick where they want to live based on subdivisions?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. And I find a lot of people who work at certain places will want to be very close. You know, where when they came from East Coast or West Coast and transferred here, maybe they had an hour drive to go mm-hmm. 2 miles. Now they sort of think, I want to be close, and they're going to be 2 miles away, and it takes 2 minutes. So
might as well walk to work at that point.
They still like to be close.
Sure.
And a lot of the subdivisions that they buy in because of price are the east side or north, you know, with that price range that mm-hmm. they're coming in from because they had an expensive house where they were, and they're buying the same price house here, but they get so much more. So, yeah, it's been – I was just going to look at the inventory here. I'll click it real quick, but as I'm stalling – only 32 listings new things today. Three of them were expiring, 27 price changes. I've got that stuff comes in every day.
Now, you were talking earlier about the fact that, you know, in certain price ranges, you know, things move at different speeds.
Right.
I have noticed on, because I have your app,
yes.
the Greg Zavitz Caldwell Banker specific app.
Yes, Smart Agent. Smart Agent.
It really needs to put your picture up. On it, because your picture, your name's not on it, your picture's not on it.
Yeah, it's not important.
But it is the best real estate app I've ever seen, because it will tell me not just what's for sale and the bedrooms and the bathrooms. It tells me what's sold, and it'll do it based on my location when I open it up.
You know, it's not all about me. It's about you.
Well, I understand that, but, you know, there's also a thing about advertising yourself and marketing yourself. But if you want that app, you can get it from Greg Zavitz by texting the word GZ sells, all one word, GZ is in Greg Zavitz sells, to 8778. See, I'm
doing
everything
for you. You got it. That was a test.
But once you get that app and you're looking into everything that's going on, I've noticed a whole bunch of what I would have normally considered out of my price range houses if I was going to move have really come down in price. There's a lot of deals out there in those upper end.
There's still some good
homes.
Stuff, yes.
I mean, the ones that are fancy.
Yeah. right now, I was going to tell you the 631 pending. It had gotten down in the winter months to high fours, low fives on 100, you know, number of pendings.
Mm-hmm.
So stuff is selling. Pendings are going up. Inventory's not. It's still not good in some areas.
Okay.
So it's still a seller's market in many areas.
All right. And the hot zone in the market is
still in the 150 to 300s.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that by midsummer, the 300s should heat up because those buyers are stepping up in, you know, 100 maybe grand. Price ranges, so the first-time home buyers have bought, those people now are buying in the mid-twos, maybe high-twos, and hopefully those sellers then will become, and that's how the market sort of waves through the summer.
National statistics have been coming out with stats saying that home prices are rising. Is that true for our area as well?
Yes, depending on who you talk to. If you talk to me, I'm going to tell you they're going up, because I look at the stats from the board, the mm-hmm. MLS board, and the first 3 months they were up between 5 and 6% for existing home resales. You got to look at that and say, well, maybe it's just higher price houses selling. But when you go year to year, last year the price of houses went down 0.5%. If you look at just existing home resales,
mm-hmm.
new construction is another story. So if you look at the first 3 months compared to the last year's 3 months, they're up 6.5%. So people say, no, they're not up in price. Well, I've seen multiple offers, full price offers. Something's happening. And depending on how you want to look at those figures, yes, I think prices are going up in many areas.
Another reason for it to be a seller's market.
Yeah.
Going back to new construction, the new construction projects I just happened to drive by on my way home seem to be much smaller homes than what they were 5, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm just curious, is it realistic to be a first-time home buyer with new construction?
Yeah, I get two or three of those a year that, you know, coming straight out of an apartment and they've rented, save money, two incomes, even one good income, and they'll buy in the 250s, 300. I had one buy a few months ago in Tipton, first house, you know, it's three plus.
But are they buying a spec model home, meaning a home that the builder put together on its own, or do they
the
have
one in
input?
Tipton, yeah, the Tipton one was an existing home, but I've had a couple every year they'll buy brand new,
mm-hmm.
and either it's in the process and they come in and pick their last few things,
mm-hmm.
or they'll actually have them build. which would take 4 or 5 months.
Because I say for $250,000, $300,000, you could afford to build your own home. And then I could have my moat.
Yeah.
You know, with a drawbridge, which I'm really looking forward to you finding for me.
Somebody's going to list one of those someday. And it's going to be close enough for me to call you and say, I'm going to show it to you.
Yes, you are. You are going to show it
to
me.
And there'll be a little crow to eat.
And then we're going to figure out a way to move into the castle. It's going to be. It doesn't have to be a castle. But I would like a ranch-style moat. You know,
yes.
those are my on my wish list. I know everybody's got a wish list. What's current on the wish list, by the way? What's the number one thing people are asking for?
Showed some people recently that are looking at newer construction,
okay,
or new. And we went through a lot of homes, a lot of nice subdivisions. And one of the important things was backsplash tile and white cabinets or cream.
Okay.
Which, you know, I've been doing it 30 years. I remember when it was white, and then it was pickled, then it was oak, and then it was, you know, maple and all these other.
But they're not into the wood grains right now. They want color or white.
So you get rid of the oak because it has knots. Uh-huh. Most of the other woods are pretty clear. But these people specifically wanted a lighter cabinet, which, you know, it's like men's ties, fat to thin to fat. They just change, or women's dress height up and down, and it's just a season that comes and goes.
But on the flipping shows and the remodeling shows and the, hey, I'm going to find your dream lottery house shows, they point out backsplashes all the time. Do people not realize they could change the backsplash if they don't like the one that's there?
Got one now. They're just closing this afternoon. Had a backsplash and a counter. They had a guy from Chicago come down and measure for the countertop, and they're going to have somebody local take all. And it's a nice backsplash, but it won't match what they're putting in.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to scrape it off and have somebody skim coat it and put in a new one. So it happens.
Yeah, it's not that hard to do.
No.
But people look at it and it is messy. Well, it's tile work for the most part.
These guys have it great because they're closing today. They're not moving in until the 24th of next month. So they've got
plenty of
carpet
time
and cleaning and painting. We're going to paint the whole place, countertops, sinks. They're going to do it all, move into what will look like a brand new house.
And is it hardwood, carpet, combination of the two?
It's carpet right now, and I think they're going to change some stuff maybe.
Okay. But I'm just saying for people's wish list. Are they looking for hardwood? They looking
wood
for
it seems to be big.
Okay.
Or the tile. You've seen the old square tile, and then they went to like 12-inch and then 18-inch.
Now there's tiles that look
now
like
they're
wood.
Going 9 by 24, so it's wide, but it's long, and then they stagger them, or sometimes they make them, but you can do a lot of things with those.
All right, ways to get in touch with Greg Zavitz include by phone.
Phone 309-275-4734, and that, as you usually say, spells Ask Greg.
You can call him, or you can text him.
Yeah, text me at that number, or just Zavitz.com, GregZavitz.com, search Bloomington.homes.
If you're looking for an estimate of what your home is worth, even if you're not thinking about putting it on the market this year, do you still have time to do that appraisal?
Yes. I get a lot of requests for people. And here's just another thing I just thought of. Taxes came out, and everybody's like, oh, my God, they're high. Well, between now and next year, you can't do anything about it now. You got to pay your taxes. But between now and next year when they come out, call me. I'll run some comps nearer to the time that you're going to be paying them. And there's a window that you can dispute them. And I can get you the stuff to send in and go dispute. I did a couple this last year.
But that's helpful to go meet with the tax assessor and say, hey,
I'm going to do mine this year. They keep going up higher than I can, you know.
And have you succeeded in having your tax bill changed?
Not mine, but other people's, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is very good information to know. You've brought in also some very special guests. Let me take a short break, and then we'll come back so we can meet your special guests. They're returnees to our fabulous section on Fridays with Greg Zavitz, all about homeownership and buying and real estate. They do the inspections. And I can't believe you got 2 seconds to even come in today.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
But we will be right back after this. Also, heads up, if you're looking for my final spring fling win word, which is one of the last three we've got today before we make a winner on Monday. I'm going to be giving that to you between 11:30 and 12 this morning, which will include our conversation with Chef Steve from Hy-Vee, all coming up on WJBC.
WJBC is your weather voice for Central Illinois.
AM 1230 WJBC.
And WJBC.com.
On Fridays, we talk about real estate. That's what we do. I'm Susan Saunders, and Greg Zavitz is in studio. Before we introduce our guests, you told me to ask you two things. I'm holding a gift certificate in my hand. Is this for me?
No, unfortunately, it doesn't have your name on it. But I wanted to talk about
it is my birthday
some of the things we do. Not all agents are the same.
Yes.
And anybody that buys or sells that stays locally,
mm-hmm.
or you know, buys coming into town or sells and stays locally, I get to have an agreement with Sherman's where I get them a $100 gift certificate to use on anything they want.
Where were you when I just bought like $4,000 worth of bedroom at Sherman's 2 weeks ago?
It's who you know. And it's good for $100 no matter what you spend. So if you spend $100, it's free. If you spend $200, it's $100 off. So it's not like you have to buy $1,000 to use it.
Okay.
And, you know, you can buy a Hassock, or they have TVs, or, you know, part of a, you know, help out on a dryer, washer, whatever.
Totally recommend the bed with the... adjustable base. Go home and my feet go up in the air. Love that.
Yes.
Thank you, Sharon.
So that's just something I do, and a lot of people, you know, I haven't talked about it, so I thought I'd throw it out there.
That is really nice. So that's another reason to call Greg Zavitz. And then coming soon is a sign I've started seeing for realtors doing, but you have a coming soon segment here in WJBC.
Right. And I'll probably have some coming soon signs shortly, too, but I have one out on Flagstone, which is across from Normal Community West. Mm-hmm. Newer subdivision. I sold it to them a few years ago, and they're going to build a new house, and so they're putting it back on. Be around the 250 mark somewhere. Four-bedroom, two-story, nicely finished basement, so it's got a bedroom and bath and family room down.
But that's a place where you could have your kids in school in the neighborhood for six years.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because there's a grade
school, too.
Junior high and high school. But very nice area, and expanding. They're doing the next street and the next street. And reasonably priced. Frankie, the builders, did a lot of those homes out there.
I like Frankie
homes. And they do a nice job. And this still shows well after 2-3 years. And they've got kids and everything. So
now, part of the real estate fun is working with a realtor that you can ask all of your questions to. There's never a dumb question when you have a realtor. You can say, how do I do this? What do I do? What do I not do? But one of the things you love about working with Greg, as he sponsors this segment and tells me I have to say it, is that he has a lot of friends. But he has proven that to be true
here
at WJBC, because you need other people in the process. Who'd you bring with today?
Well, Jim and Sarah Deutsch, how long have I known you now? I always forget. It's been 10 years?
7 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I do inspections. I don't. I tell buyers to do inspections when they buy a house, at least offer them that. Mm-hmm. And it's suggested because I'm not, you know, an inspector. Most buyers wouldn't know right from left on some of these things.
Well, to get financing, don't I have to have an inspection?
No. The only one that's usually mandatory is a termite inspection.
Okay.
And a lot of people from other areas say, oh, well, you got to have a radon. No, that's an optional. You got to have a home inspection. No, that's optional here. It's smart, though. I mean, even if you bought 4 or 5 houses, you still don't know all the things that these guys know.
Okay.
So I've got a group of people I use, and these are my main people for the inspectors, and they do a great job. Nice reports.
Who's paying for the inspection, the buyer or the seller?
Buyer pays for all inspections.
Okay.
Unless it's a VA loan, then termite, which is normally a buyer's thing, has to be paid by seller. So there's nothing else that has to be paid by seller, except if there's a problem, then they're charged with taking care of it. You give them the credit, fixing it, or allowing the buyers to walk away if it's something major.
Okay. Hi, Sarah. Hi, Jim. Welcome back. We had great conversations last time you were here. We put up actually the podcast, or I did, on my WJBC podcast page. Click, 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 click. People were very interested in the point of view of the inspectors. So, Sarah, I got to hit you with the intelligent question. If you're going to be a real estate buyer and you're going to do the smart thing and have an inspection, what does that cost?
We have a set price. Okay. A lot of inspectors do it by square footage. But we know that buyers have to pay for appraisals. Mm-hmm. They have to pay for a lot of things. So we have a set price for a condo or townhouse is $250.
Okay.
And for a home inspection is $325.
Okay. And how many hours of work does that include?
It's about, on the average, we meet 99% of the time. We have the buyers come and meet us at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jim walks them through the inspection and shows them everything that we found, plus shows them how to use the furnace, change the filters, you know, the sump pump. He takes a lot of time with that to make sure they know what's what, because a lot of times people, especially if it's first-time home buyer, they don't know anything.
Wow, Jim, so. I want to go through this process with you. What are some of the unusual things you have found recently in inspections that made the homeowners very happy they used your services?
Well, one of the funniest ones that I've inspected, we were looking at the furnace, and we were out by Old Farm Lakes, and I opened up the furnace, and there were 6 dead fish in it.
Fish?
Fish.
Goldfish? Trout? Catfish? What? Okay.
Well, about 4 inches
like
long.
Like bluegill?
Yeah.
Okay.
How they got there, I don't know.
What part
of
the...
Well, obviously they swam there.
Well, yeah, they went right up the furnace tube. No, wait, what? I mean, were they in, like, the filter? I don't
know. No, they were in the bottom of the furnace.
Uh-oh, I know where this might be going.
So was this angst from one household person to another?
Well, the seller was there.
Yeah.
And I asked him if they had any kids.
Yeah.
They had some fish that were missing.
Oh.
And she said, no, we don't have any kids. And
okay.
I don't have any idea where they came from.
Did the house smell like fish?
No.
Okay.
No. See, we did that as high school seniors on senior day. We put fish in the lockers.
Just for the smell?
Yeah.
Right.
And they were locked lockers. Somebody could find them. Half the day we smelled like fish. But, yeah, that's amazing.
Okay. Yeah. So that, well, we removed the fish.
And I took them out of the furnace, but I put them on the floor next to it.
Were they all dried by that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
But common things that an inspector will find that most people don't think about.
That they don't think about. Well,
I mean, I'm guessing the usual concerns are, is the electric okay? Is the plumbing okay? Is the roof okay? What things are you looking at?
We look for leaks, toilets that are loose.
Mm-hmm.
Attics that, you know, may need the insulation, the baffling things may be blocking, so it's not getting the air circulation. That's an important thing.
Sure, I would.
You know,
not
to make, because that,
that
saves your roof. So that's just a matter of moving the insulation around. But you know, things like that.
Outside issues. Are you looking at the foundations? Are you looking at the driveways and the sidewalks? Because I know things like that can move.
Always looking for cracks.
Okay.
Usually on a foundation, you're not too worried about the foundation unless it's 3/16 to a quarter inch wide.
Mm-hmm.
Then you need to call in a foundation expert, and they will put the
seal something.
Yeah, they seal it up with epoxy.
Okay. So there are ways to fix these things.
Yes.
And you're going to hold my hand if I cry when you tell me I've got an inspection report, but there's some problems in it.
Well, most everything can be fixed.
Yeah, that's a very good attitude.
Well, and that's why we like to meet with them at the end to go over it, not just send a report, you know, and have them look at it. We want to meet with them and tell them what it is and show them and make sure we calm their fears, you know.
Now, yes, Greg Zavitz?
I was going to say, the report is, what, 30, 40 pages sometimes?
Yeah.
Lots of pictures. Mm-hmm. And then they do a summary page, which I like, because not everybody does a summary page. And you don't really want to fish this and try and figure out what they mean by, you know, this check or that check. So they'll do a summary page. But one of the important things is a lot of stuff they point out is not stuff that maybe has to be fixed, but it might help the buyers when they move in. Like, there's so much insulation, maybe they want more. The vents are closed up, maybe move the insulation. Drainage isn't right, maybe put an extension on the gutter or fix, clean the gutters, that type. So it's not always, here's what we're going to stick the seller with. It's like, oh, this is some stuff, and a lot of first-time home buyers don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some stuff we should do once we move in.
Or things you should do before you get your stuff, your furniture, and
right.
your belongings
yeah.
in there.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's not just
to
catch stuff that's bad, but it's also here's some hints. Here's what this looks like. Here's where the turnoff valves are. Here's where this is. Here's where this drain goes. And it's an informational thing also.
Well, we're going to get you in touch with the Deutsches if you need a home inspector. And FYI, they, amongst all inspectors in this town, are pretty backed up right now. But we're going to do all of that in our next segment, After News and More with Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, the real estate group.
New name.
New name after this.
Same
on
company.
WJBC. I'm Susan Saunders. Good news. The houses are selling in the area. And Greg Zavitz says he needs more sellers. But if you want to be a buyer and you want to use him as your real estate agent, or you want to be a seller and you want to use him as your real estate agent, you can give him a call, 275-4734.
Yep.
Spells out, ask Greg. Great. Now I'm going to ask you, and we have Jim and Sarah Deutsch in studio, who are great home inspectors. They've been in this area working for a very long time. You can find them at deutschhomeinspection.com, DEUTSCH. Thank you for donating your time to Greg Zavitz's segment today. Now, Greg, I will ask you just one more time for people who don't understand why, as a buyer, they should pay out of their own pocket for a home inspection. What's your number one reason?
Well, because we miss stuff. I'm not an electrician, a plumber. I'm a real estate agent. I sell houses, and I don't know hidden stuff. I'm not trained in that. Yeah, I've done it for 30 years. I see stuff, but you need a professional for certain things. That's why you hire a realtor, because they sell houses. You hire these people because they inspect houses, and you will find a multitude of stuff that, you know, they as buyers and me as a realtor wouldn't even think about sometimes.
Now, to get financing, you do have to have things like a termite inspection. Sarah, your company does that, termite inspections?
We have, which I think is pretty unique to the inspectors in this area, I have a package deal.
Okay.
So I have a home inspection, a radon inspection, and a termite inspection. I have partners that do the radon and the termite. And you get a discount if you order all three. And what's nice is you come to me, you say you want all three, and I take care of it all. And it's one bill. you pay me and I get all the inspections done. They come back to me with the reports, and I send them on to you and your realtor.
Fantastic.
So it's
easy. What's your number one reason as to why people should get home inspections?
To see what the realtors don't, you know, which they shouldn't see everything. And when usually when people walk through a house, when they're looking at a house, you look maybe a half hour. I mean, you don't, you know, you're not going to see everything. And that's, so we go through and look from the roof all the way down to the slab. So, you know, you find if there isn't a GFCI, if that's not working, an electrical's not working, your sump pump. We have had two of those this week that weren't working. You know, those are things you aren't going to check when you're walking through looking at a house. So there's things you're going to find. Yeah.
Jim, I will have you speak for the family here. How did you guys get your experience to be such well-known home inspectors? How did you and Sarah get into the biz?
Well, I have been in construction for 40 years. Maybe longer. It was my
yeah, 4 years enough.
Yeah. And I've been in construction to the point where I know how to put things together, what they're supposed to be. The contractors, I worked with a lot of them. A lot of the home builders. I used to hang mirrors and shower doors mm-hmm. and stuff. And we worked with them, a lot of these contractors.
You might even know by name if you say, so-and-so built this house, or so-and-so was the licensed electrician, so-and-so was the plumber. Does that give you an insight as to things you might want to double-check because you know their work? Or give the homeowners confidence that you have a house that was well-built?
I know the good ones.
Okay.
Let's put it that way. Some of the ones that aren't that good, they're learning.
Do you and Sarah do inspections for banks when you're doing financing on new construction? Because we went through new construction. It seemed like we had inspectors all the time. But those are city inspectors, right?
Those are city. Okay. Yeah. So we do new construction, and you'd be surprised at some of the times, you know, you do find things, So
they found lots of things.
Yeah, I mean, it happens. And then we also, like today, I got a call first thing this morning, and it's a pre-inspection. They're going to be moving in about 6 months, maybe list their house. And they want a pre-inspection done so they know what's going to
So that seller's hit before. Doing
yes.
it.
Yes, and I think that's a great idea because sometimes the sellers are like, what? You know, when they get the report. So this guy wanted to get ahead of it.
I think that's great. And is that something, Greg Zavitz, that a seller can legally present to a buyer saying, hey, if you're going to do a home inspection, FYI, I already had one done, or is that not something you would trust?
I've even seen where we used to have what's called signing books, but because of electronics, we don't anymore. So now we have a book with feature sheets, and sometimes we'll lay that previous home inspection right next to it. What that might help is save some buyer money.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they're going to have one done, we at least have something to counteract it if they happen to get an inspector that goes a little wacko and, you know, points out stuff that maybe shouldn't be fixed, but they're just trying to cover their rear ends. And so sometimes it's nice to have a balancing act of somebody. Yeah. And so it's nice to have that.
Okay. And then when it comes to code, sometimes people have questions about codes. You know, like, is my house up to code? Is that a common thing we need inspectors for?
That's what city inspectors do.
Okay.
So home inspectors aren't code inspectors because the code changes constantly.
So do we need to ever have that inspection and call a city person?
No.
All righty.
No.
Good, because they're not the happiest folk.
Well,
they're constantly giving bad news.
Yeah.
Well, they're nice people.
Here's a point. When things are built to code when they're built
and
when they get resold, they don't have to be brought up to the new code unless there's been fire damage or something where the city then would come and say, now you have to update it to the new code. So a lot of people will ask for, like, ground fault interrupters near water, like basement garages and stuff. When the house was built, if that wasn't code, there's no law that says they have to upgrade. It's smart, but to force a seller to upgrade something that legally doesn't have to be upgraded, it's a toss-up. So some sellers will do it, and some sellers say, you know, you can do it yourself because it's not that expensive. But the inspectors aren't code inspectors, but they'll point things out like there isn't a ground fault interrupter in this kitchen area or whatever, And then it's up to the realtors to negotiate that.
All right, Deutsches, can you stay with us, or do you have an appointment to get to? Because I know you're backed up like 3 weeks, 4 weeks in the appointment.
We've got a few more minutes, don't we?
We do.
You got a few more minutes? All right.
Yep.
Because I want to come back. I want to ask Greg Zavitz about home warranties and does that cover inspectors? And then I want to ask just a couple of more questions about things you need to know when you're booking an inspector after this short break here in WJBC. This hour of the program brought to you by our friends at Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. Post your next job opening on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com. 51 outside, Greg Zavitz, Caldwell Banker, the Home Real Estate Group. You took my note.
State Group.
The what?
The Real Estate Group.
The Real Estate Group. One of these days I'll work it because you changed the name.
Yep.
Speaking of changing your name, I need to look up now Z Home Team on Facebook.
That's my Caldwell Banker Facebook page, and it's under Facebook/Z Home Team.
Okay, now what am I doing there?
Well, I have a promotion, and it's me and some other agents from other areas that have a promotion, and you just have to like. It says, enter my April sweepstakes for $600 in gift cards.
Ooh.
To enter, just like or comment on this post. And so every month somebody wins. It might be from my area, it might be from another area, mm-hmm. but we all team up together with this company that does this. And so somebody's going to win $600 worth of gift certificates.
I would like to enter, but I have a feeling I am exempt because you're on my show. It would look weird.
We just won't tell anybody. But yeah, anybody can do it, and they can do it every month because it's a new drawing, new name. So
I just like following you on social media because I'm nosy when it comes to houses.
Just follow me. I like it.
Very much so. You brought with us today Jim and Sarah Deutsch. They are with DeutschHomeInspections.com. As we were talking about job openings, is there a need for more inspectors in the world? Sarah, I'm not trying to give you extra competition, but at the same time, do you need any trainees?
For us?
Or just in the industry or in the local area?
Actually, we are wanting to add somebody to our firm.
Okay.
Been looking around a little bit. As far as, I think there's plenty in Bloomington Normal.
Okay.
I think there's plenty. There's been.
But yeah, you're backed up from what I understand because it's a busy season.
Mm-hmm,
so give yourself what kind of ETA on getting an inspector out if you're booking one?
Well, usually I've always been trying to do it within 7 days.
Not now.
Right now it may be, 10 to 14 days.
Okay.
So, it's a really, last month we tripled our business from the March before.
Congratulations
March of 2016. On that. So, it's busy. It started early, which is great. Great.
Jim Deutsch, do you enjoy your job as an inspector?
Oh, I always enjoy it. I like working. Yeah. I like to go out and I like to see things. I like to see what's new.
I like snooping in other people's houses with permission.
And he loves his boss, so that makes a big difference.
And she's sitting right next to you, Jim, so be careful.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, now we've talked about a whole bunch of different things about buying and selling here, and you can always ask more questions with Greg Zavitz, and he's representing with the Deutsches today, how many people he knows within the industry that he can refer you to if you need somebody.
Sure.
But we've talked before about homeowners insurance, which is really
like
important.
Like a home warranty.
Yeah, in a home warranty stance. I'm sorry, not the insurance, like if your house burns down, but a home warranty that a new buyer might buy something. And how does that work when it comes to inspections?
Well, we always try and suggest to get a home inspection, and then it's up to the buyer if they want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I also suggest that if it's a brand new home, you probably don't need it because the builder has a warranty. But if it's an existing home, more than a few years old, get a home warranty from a company that's reputable, and we have two or three.
Is the inspection required to get the warranty?
No, but we have one warranty that if you have a home inspection and something accidentally gets missed, heaven forbid, that the warranty will cover it, where if it was not inspected, they wouldn't cover that type of thing. So it's got an extra layer of coverage if you get the home inspection.
Gotcha.
And we suggest that on people who get the home inspection to buy that particular part of that warranty, or suggest that the seller pay for it, because most buyers want the seller to pay for it anyway. And sellers really don't want somebody coming back on them saying, you lied to us, or it broke the day after you bought it, it's not our fault. So it's good for the seller because it takes the responsibility away after they sell the house. They're not going to hear from us. We're going to call the home warranty company.
Can I keep buying that home warranty year after year?
Yes. Okay. You can buy it up front for 1, 2, or 3 years usually. Or if you just have the seller pay for the first year. You'll get a notice about 10 months out, and they'll offer it to you again for another year or two or whatever.
Fantastic. I'm sorry we're out of time, but find all fun things for Greg Zavitz in a variety of places. Get his app. Find him on Facebook.
Do you have a website for your Deutsch Home Inspection?
Yes.
DeutschHomeInspection.com.
DeutschHomeInspection.com.
Yeah, spelled different, or people always don't know how to spell it. So yeah. Spell that one more time, would you?
DeutschHomeInspection. See, why can I remember Deutsch over and over again? I can't remember Caldwell Banker.
The real estate.
The real estate group, or whatever
we'll
the new name is. All right, call Greg Zavitz, though. His number is easy. It's Ask Greg.
I'll refer you to him.
And 275-4734.
Thank you.
And you've still got time for appointments this weekend, yes?
Yes, I have an open house Sunday, and then I have time, an open house on Saturday. I have some time Saturday afternoon and Sunday afternoon.
All right.
So just call the phone or text me.
And get into the real estate world, because right now it's hot.